Hey, what's up? This is Kevin from Kevin's Barbecue Joints, and welcome to episode 56 of the Kevin's Barbecue Joints podcast. And in this episode, I talked to Brian Bingham from Bodacious Barbecue on Marbley in Longview, Texas. They were ranked the number 4 barbecue joint in all of Texas, which is a huge, huge feat from Texas Monthly Magazine. And I've been meaning to talk to Brian for a long time. I love following him on Twitter and Instagram. He's really into beer, really into food, really into barbecue, posts a lot of cool stuff. I'll put links to all of his stuff below. I think you're going to really, really enjoy this, because what I wanted to do with this podcast was not only talk to people that are owners or cooks or quote-unquote pit masters at specific barbecue joints, but I also wanted to talk to people that are second in line, people that are hand in hand with that person, and what it's like to be in the trenches, what it was like perhaps when the Texas Monthly Barbecue list came out, which Brian was deep in the trenches during that time. And it's nice to know what it was like his first week. And I like to know what it was like for a barbecue joint's first week or an employee's first week, because it can be a little overwhelming, especially if they weren't cooking barbecue or weren't involved in that business. And I think you're going to get a lot of insight in this. Brian's one of the most special people, and him working with Jordan, it's just a perfect pair, and I can't wait to visit, and I'll be sharing all of that when I do visit in October. But just enjoy this, enjoy what he has to offer. He has a great story, and I think you're gonna love it. If you do like what you hear, please subscribe. I think that with iTunes, they only keep us like 20 that are available unless you subscribe. You get to see all the back episodes and check them all out. And I also have a website at kevinsbbqjoints.com. as well as a YouTube channel with a lot of these on the YouTube channel at youtube.com/kevinsbbqjoints. And I also have a barbecue giveaway coming up in mid-September. If you're listening before then or around that time in 2018, it's going to be huge. It's to promote the podcast, but mostly to promote the people that have been on it. And there's going to be a lot of cool stuff. I'm starting to gather a lot of that stuff. I'm posting a lot of that on my Instagram feed right now. Thank you so much for listening. I do appreciate it. Let me know what you think of the podcast. Let me know if there's anybody that you think I missed that I should get a hold of. But enjoy this. Good evening.
Good evening. Yeah, I've lived here my whole life. Originally, when I was born in Mesquite, and then lived in Rowlett and moved to Roy City, but always been in Texas, never moved outside.
You've never lived outside of Texas?
No, yeah. I mean, I've traveled and, yeah, you know, a little bit here and there, but I've always lived in Texas.
Nice. So are those places, I'm not familiar with all those cities, are they all in the more northern portion?
They're all around the Dallas area. Okay. Usually when I try and tell people where I'm from, when I used to live out that way and they didn't know, I just say Dallas because it's, you know, relatively close, under an hour away from Dallas.
Gotcha. Did you have a history, did you have a history of cooking barbecue at all, or cooking in the, was your family a family of cooks? And
no, I mean, my dad always cooked growing up, and you know, my mom did too, and my dad grilled. My dad to this day can still cook a better chicken breast than me on the grill. Yeah, but no, I didn't really have any interest in cooking at all until maybe 3 or 4 years ago now, I guess it's been.
Oh wow.
Yeah, I used to be the pickiest eater in the world. I would not try anything. I didn't know how to cook if it wasn't in the microwave. So
so what sparked it? What put you on this path then?
I don't know. It just kind of happened. My wife is the biggest part of my whole story that started. She cooks, and she actually, when I decided I wanted to learn, she started teaching me. But she like always had the Food Network on.
Nice.
And I would watch it, and I'd see shows on there, and it just kind of seemed interesting to me. And one day I was just like, hey, you know, I think I want to cook. So we went and got, I think the first thing I made was fish tacos, and it took me probably like 4 hours, but I used to be really, really, really slow with cooking. So
were you slow with your knife skills too? Is that kind of a...
Oh my gosh. Literally everything that you can imagine food-wise, I was slow at. Like I'd start cooking, you know, at 7 o'clock, and we'd eat dinner at 9 or 10. So she had to get a little, learn some patience with me. But I've
So
gotten a
she
little better
just
since
kind of gave
then.
you the reins and said, "Here, go ahead and cook."
Yeah. So she
That's
started
nice.
showing me basic stuff, and I actually had originally thought I was going to be a sports writer, and
Okay.
that's what I wanted to do. And she kind of was like, "Well, maybe you should explore this avenue," and I just, became obsessed with it.
Do you still write at all?
I try. The thing about it is I'm really bad at writing. And that's what was funny is like I really wanted to be a sports writer, but I would have to get her. Me and my friend had tried starting a blog, and every time I'd write something, she'd have to basically rewrite it because I had like
That's
horrible
hilarious.
grammar. And yeah, it just so she was really glad when I decided that I was going to give up on that dream.
Okay, well, so then when you take so how so did you jump to, was your first job at like in food wise was it at Bodacious then?
No, so my very first job when I started I went to culinary school,
Yeah, that's what I thought.
and my first year I applied to literally every restaurant in town, and the only restaurant that called me back was Golden Corral.
Okay.
And I was like, you know what? I'm gonna do it. So I went and I worked there for several months, and but that was my first job in that in the food industry,
How was
and I
that?
had it. It was interesting to say the least. I mean,
Probably learned
it
a lot
taught
about
me.
like capacity and like
Oh
volume.
yeah, I mean, yeah. I worked from 6 to 11. I just worked there on the weekends, and I would come in the morning, and all I did all day was cook eggs and hash browns like nonstop.
Oh gosh.
It's like you would cook it. We'd have two half pans on each side, and I'd cook a pan, put it one out, and then I'd turn around. And they'd be like, "Hey, you need more eggs?" Because people would just pile the food up
Massive
there.
amounts,
So, yeah, it was interesting,
yeah.
and some of the people I worked with were really cool. But it definitely taught me a lot as far as bulk and getting a little bit faster with my skills,
Oh
as
yeah.
I referenced a minute ago. And yeah, I mean, it taught me everything because I didn't know anything at all. I didn't know how to use any of the equipment. I kind of just, like they say, fake it till you make it. And it just kind of got lucky that they were really patient with me.
So when did you go to culinary school in Dallas?
No, it was actually in Longview through
Oh.
a community college,
Oh, cool.
Kilgore. So not as prestigious as Jordan and others, but
I went to culinary school at like a strip mallish type thing, but I learned a
Oh
lot.
yeah.
You learned a lot.
Yeah. And it was one of those things that it taught me the basic skills, and I really learned a lot on the job. After I left Golden Corral, I worked at a hotel for a while in the
Oh,
kitchen,
that's great.
and that's where I learned the most of my skills I learned and perfected at that hotel.
Without a doubt, that makes a lot of sense. That's great knowledge to have working at a hotel.
Yeah, it was fun. It was one of those things where, again, I got really lucky. One of my teachers put in a word for me, and they basically hired me on the spot off of her recommendation. And the executive chef that I worked with, he basically took me under his wing and just taught me everything. And again, was incredibly patient and saw my drive. So, he was more willing to work with me because he knew that I really cared and I wanted to, get better. So he helped me a lot.
Would that be kind of advice that you would give? We'll get to the next step, but like to someone that wants to break into the culinary world, is kind of not take anything, but almost take anything, just because to get your chops and just kind of
Oh
learn
yeah,
what.
absolutely. I think the biggest disservice you can do for yourself is trying to be picky when you're, trying to get into this industry. Because I mean, look where I am now, and my first job was at Golden Corral, and that's definitely
True.
not gonna do anything for anyone. It's not a sexy job, but you got to get your feet wet, and something else will come up because it did,
Yeah, work hard, put your head down, work hard, and people see that. They notice that.
Yep. Yeah,
Definitely.
exactly. And that's exactly what I did. I mean, I during that time I was working just two jobs at that time, but also going to school full time.
Wow.
And then yeah, I've got two kids at home. So it was really
Wow.
stressful a
Yeah.
couple of years.
For sure. What year was this? Do you remember kind of roughly? Was it 3 years ago?
About 3 years ago now, because I've been at Bodacious for August 1st was a full year that I've worked there.
Okay.
So it's been about 3 years.
So what was the next step from the hotel? Did you work there for 2 years then or two, three?
I worked at the hotel for a little over a year.
Okay.
The whole time that I worked there, I also worked at Starbucks, and I'll eventually get into that story with how Bodacious came about.
Oh, it has
But
something to do with Starbucks.
yeah, it does. But I worked there, and then the summer before I started working at Bodacious, well, I guess that summer, 'cause I started in August, I quit the hotel as soon as summer started, and I just took the summer and spent the weekend with my family, and we'd go see my parents in Dallas every weekend or just go do whatever we wanted to. But I just took the summer off and kind of recharged my batteries because I was pretty exhausted.
No, I'm sure you do. You're juggling a lot. And
But yeah.
at the same time, were you, like you said, this at the same time you were working at Starbucks too, or that you
Yeah.
got.
Yeah, I worked at Starbucks full time. So I worked there Monday through Friday, 6 to 3. And then I would go to school Monday through Thursday at 4. It was 4 or 4:30. I'd go to school. And then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I'd work in the morning. And then I'd go work at the hotel at nighttime.
What was that like working at Starbucks? Was that crazy? Because that could get pretty hectic too, right?
Yeah. It had its ups and downs, definitely. I enjoyed certain aspects of the job, but I was there for like 6 or 7 years. It was a long time.
Okay, yeah, that's a wow, that's a
And
long time
it,
for anybody.
yeah, I always joke with Jordan that he's got me for at least 6 more years because every job I've had, for the most part, I've been at for about the 5 to 7 year range. So,
I start to get kind of itchy around 3 years for some reason. Like I won't leave, but I
yeah.
feel kind of itchy inside. You're like, unless it's
Yeah, and
exciting, yeah.
that's how I started getting. But I used to be in a band, and my first job, like full-time job, I worked at Michael's, and they let me go tour and all that. And then Starbucks, I stayed there as long as I did because it was a super easy schedule. Basically, anytime I needed off, if I wanted to go on vacation, I just requested and got it. So
That's
it
cool.
was more of a convenience thing. I mean, it's not like I was making tons of money, but it was convenient and easy for me to do what I wanted to do. So.
You kind of jumped over the band part. What was the band part? Tell me.
Yeah, so
What
the
kind of
band
band?
is actually what brought me to East Texas. It was a metal band,
Cool.
and they're actually, I think, coming up, they're having a reunion show, which I'm not a part of, but it's okay. I don't
Okay.
really care. But
What do
yeah,
you
that's
play?
actually what bass.
Okay.
And I did that for a while, for a couple, maybe 2 years. I think I did that and went on tour and did all that. Slept in a van and.
How big of a tour? Like a Texas tour or outside of
Yeah,
Texas?
we went to Texas. We went to some surrounding states. I have the literally the worst memory out of anyone you'll ever meet. So I don't remember exactly everywhere we went. I
That's
just remember that it was a lot of fun. But I'm too old to do it again.
Yeah, no, that's I
I've always
don't
thought about playing music again, but I just don't have the time or desire to be poor and tired.
and like moving from day to day and not yeah, like it's I'm sure it's a lot. Like I even imagine too with like a big famous band still the travel over after 10, 20 years, you probably get pretty exhausted
Oh
though.
yeah, and it was cool, but I couldn't imagine. I mean, I'm only 31, but I couldn't imagine at my age sleeping in a van or sleeping on someone's floor because we did a lot of that,
Yeah, I'm sure.
I couldn't imagine doing it again, but I'm super glad that I had the experience to do it.
That's an awesome experience.
And
That's really cool to have. And to
for sure.
tell
But
your
yeah,
kids about it
that's
someday.
yeah. My oldest, I remember the first time I showed him some videos on YouTube of me playing shows, and he was like mad at me. Like, he was like, "That's not you." And I was like, "Yeah, it is." And like, he thought it was really cool, but he was just, I don't know, he just
Still
couldn't
doesn't
believe
believe
that it
it.
was, yeah. So that was pretty entertaining.
He knows about CGI. He knows you can put people into anything.
Yeah.
So.
These kids these days, they don't understand.
They'll try.
But yeah, so
Okay,
that's
so
what brought me to
wow,
East
that's no, it's just
Texas.
interesting. That's really cool. I didn't know that about you.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So
Yeah.
then I'm guessing that did Jordan come into Starbucks? Is that what happened or what happened?
Yeah, so it's like a fairly, I wouldn't say long story, but so my wife used to date someone that was in a band with Jordan long, 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 long time ago.
Okay.
So my wife actually knew Jordan,
Okay.
and we had gone to eat at Bodacious, and we were sitting down eating, and he saw her and he was like, oh my God, Kimmy. And so came over and sat down and talked. And, you know, she had told him that I was cooking and started doing barbecue and stuff. And so after that, he started following me on Instagram and started, you know, seeing my stuff and kind of just stalking me on online. And so yeah, so he came in Starbucks one day through the drive-through and asked for me. And yeah, so and I we had talked and I knew that he was thinking about hiring me, but it was one of those things. It was before the Texas Monthly list had come out. So he was having to kind of wait to justify the business and stuff. But yeah, he called me over to the drive-through window and he's like, "Hey man, like, you know, you want a job?" I was just like, "Yes, like please rescue me, take me from this place."
That's awesome. Did you start working like the
Yeah.
next week or?
I don't remember. I feel like it was probably a couple weeks after that. And I'm also I have no patience at all myself. So I just remember every day, like, my like, dude, like, where is he? What's going on? Like, is he gonna call me? Did he change his mind? But it eventually happened. So, but
How far,
it
like,
was
how
really
far
fun.
away was that from where you worked? From Bodacious? How far away was Bodacious? Was it like the other side of town?
Maybe, yeah, kind of like maybe like 15 minutes if there's traffic, so not super far. Yeah, so
Had you been following Bodacious at all on your own, kind
yeah,
of?
yeah, so I'd have to look. I have a picture, and I'd have to look and see the date, but I went and ate there. It was actually Bodacious was my first, like, you know, how everyone always talks about the barbecue experience and what opened their eyes, like. I had eaten there not long after they reopened, and that's what kind of sparked it for me. And
Oh,
then I
that's
started
cool.
following them. Yeah, I started following them immediately and just kept up with everything they were doing. It was one of those things where, you know, I was like, I knew what I wanted to do, and I really liked cooking. And I was like, I want, you know, as a place, I want to work there one day.
So
And
you hadn't made it like the pilgrimage town to you hadn't gone down to Franklin, you hadn't been out really outside of Dallas.
no,
Had you
I
gone to any
because
spots in Dallas at all at the time or?
no, when I first ate barbecue, it was at Bodacious. Before then, I thought barbecue was, you know, Dickies and Soul Man's and all that kind of stuff because, you know, that my parents had always brought that home. And so in my mind, I thought barbecue sucked. And my wife used to always want to go eat barbecue. And I was like, no, I don't want to eat that. It's disgusting. Like, I hate it.
That is
And then,
so
yeah, so then I
interesting.
started cooking it, and I had a buddy that was like, "Hey, you should go to Bodacious over on Mobberly." And I was like, "I've been to Bodacious before, you know, I wasn't a big fan." And he was like, "No, this is the original location. They just reopened. You know, should go check it out." And it had a hard time getting over there. Every time I tried, they were closed. And you know, Jordan told me the other day when I told him that story, he's like, "Well, why didn't you just look at our hours on the door?" I was like, "Yeah, that'd be too easy." So.
So you were just like kind of like randomly stopping
Yeah,
by.
so I would just like if I got off work, I'm like I'm gonna go drive over across town and see
That's
if they're
so funny.
open.
That's so
But
funny.
yeah, so I didn't start like getting as far as like making my travels and going to eat barbecue. I didn't start doing that till like right before I started working there about a year ago.
Because I noticed you
And
travel a lot.
yeah.
You make it a point to go to places.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So like the weekend before I started there, I actually went to Austin and I went to Style Switch,
Nice.
Franklin, Truth, and Valentina's.
That's a great those four right there. That's great
Oh
knowledge.
yeah, it blew my mind how, you know, how great it was, and I was just obsessed. And so anytime I have time off now, I make it a point to try and go somewhere to eat barbecue.
Like slow bone.
Oh yeah, no, I tell
You're killing
everyone
me
that
every time
comes
you put
in.
like post a photo of Slow Bone. It makes me like you,
Yeah.
Daniel, and I'm like, oh, makes me.
Yeah, anytime anyone comes in that's from the DFW area, I'm always like, "Have you been to Slow Bone?" And they're like, "No." I'm like, "You need to go right now. Leave here after you're done eating, of course, and drive straight to Slow Bone." 'Cause I'm like, "It's crazy how good it is."
I have to go. Like it's on my list. Like when I come out to visit you and Jordan, I definitely want to go by there. That's definitely,
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, I feel like it's super underrated. I mean, I see a lot
I
of people
think so.
talking about them now, but I definitely feel like they deserve way more hype than they get.
For sure. And it's like, and some of the people like that people trust, they're like you and Daniel and others, are touting them, but people still don't know, really know much about them. That doesn't, it seems.
Yeah, it. I think it hurts some people if you're not, you know, it seems like when people eat barbecue, they typically go to Austin, or now they're starting to go to Houston. So some of the other markets get a little hurt, but I think it'll eventually
I
catch
think so
up. You
too,
know,
yeah.
people will start exploring other places and finding all these, you know, hidden gems, and then I'll complain about it because I won't be able to walk straight in and order my food. I'll have to wait, you know, hours or whatever.
Exactly.
So
But it's also like bodacious. People found bodacious too. Like it happens. Yeah. If you if you're
absolutely.
cooking good food, it's gonna eventually happen.
Yeah, for sure.
So what was that like that first week that you were there? Like what did you know? Did you know how to deal with what did you guys what did you what were you doing at first? What was the first
I
did you
mean, when I first started, pretty much every day I just did like minor prep, you know, like potato salad, coleslaw. Anytime we had orders, I'd get the stuff together for the orders, just, you know, real basic stuff.
You weren't trimming briskets or
No, not right away.
yeah.
Maybe I want to say maybe after like a month or 2 months, maybe that is when I started getting into the trimming and the cooking and stuff. But you know, I had a pretty decent understanding of how to do, not as, you know, not on a level that they were doing it, but I had a, you know, an understanding because I had been cooking barbecue at my house, you know, literally every second I had, I was cooking at home. So I had, you know, an idea of what to do, and Jordan showed me how to do it better.
Yeah, and what was but what was that first week like? Were you nervous, or was it just exciting to be away from Starbucks? So.
And all of the above. I mean, I still to this day like am excited to be there. You know,
That's
I
cool.
as much as people look at, you know, look to me now for my opinions or for working there, it's like I still feel like I'm looking up to him like he's, you know, like a rock star or something. It's like weird that he's my boss and he's the one that taught me everything I know.
That's
Like
awesome.
I work in the industry, but I'm a fan. Like I'm a huge fan of everyone and the stuff that everyone else is doing.
And you get a
So
chance to meet a
I
lot of people
was,
too that are people that are your idols and that within the industry.
yeah. Oh my God, yeah. The Texas Monthly last year, that the big festival in Austin, I got to go with them, and I met a lot of people, and I had to pretend that I was not freaking out. I was, you know, like meeting all these people that I had been following for, you know, a year or 2 years, and pretend like it wasn't a big deal. But on the inside, on the inside, it was like I was meeting a boy band or something, you
Yeah.
know.
That's awesome. No, I feel the same way too, because I know so many people, but it's like you get kind of giddy because it's you respect what they do, and it's hard. You know, it's really hard, and if you could pull something like that off all the time on a consistent level, they're like rock stars. They are rock stars.
Yeah, it's really cool, and I get excited, and I wish I could meet, you know, I wish I had more time to travel, but you know, like I said, there's a lot of places on my list that I'll eventually get to,
Yeah.
but yeah, that first week it was just all those feelings. I was excited, I was nervous. I think I screwed up every single job that they gave me,
Course
but
you did. That's what happens. That's what
yeah, well, you know, when you're nervous, you screw everything up because you're trying really
Too
hard to
hard, yeah.
not screw up. And so that's when you mess up.
And what was
So
this before the list came out? Right before or right
it
about?
was right
Right
after.
after.
I started working there a little bit after the list had come out. So it was pretty chaotic
It was a mayhem.
as
Yeah, I was
far.
gonna say a lot of people
Oh
coming.
yeah. Yeah, every day it was just running all over the place, not really having any idea what I was doing, but it was really fun.
Was Jordan just cool as a cucumber? Just or was
Oh
he?
yeah, Jordan is like he's the calmest person you'll ever meet, and like it was really hard for me to get used to that because I'm kind of high strung and like I need answers, I need a plan, and he was just like, dude, like just relax, like you know, just take it. One thing he's always told me is, you know, take it one customer at a time, and
That's great advice.
that's yeah, that really helped me out a lot, and just to kind of slow down and relax.
So what's a day like now for you at the restaurant? Or how many days a week do you work? What's your I'm sure people are curious.
I'm there for sure Tuesday through Saturday. I get there usually anywhere between 5 and 6. I try and get there around 5:30 every day. And then but yeah, I'm there until I'm done. I'm usually there till at least 6 o'clock at night.
What do
me
you
and Jordan.
generally do? What do you generally, or do you guys just do a bunch of different things?
We everything, yeah. Me and him split everything up. So typically, when I get there, depending on what he's done, I just kind of do the rest kind of thing, you know. So tend to the fires, start beans, start trimming briskets, put ribs on, that kind of stuff.
How many smokers do you guys have?
Currently, we have four. I think pretty soon we're gonna do some rearranging, but I'm not sure if that's a set in stone kind of thing. So that's another thing. He gets kind of bored with cookers and likes to rotate them out. So I think sometime soon we might play with a new pit, but I'm not sure if that's set in stone yet.
Do they all have names?
Yeah, so we just have our warming pit, and that's like a charcoal pit, but I didn't have a name. Then we've got Danny Tanner, and then Clifford, and then our rib pit is just called the Puerto Rican.
That's
Yeah,
funny.
and yeah, Clifford is like a giant red pit, so like big red dog, so that's why it's Clifford. I'm not sure why they named Danny Tanner that, but it's always been really funny, especially when you're talking about a pit and you just say, "Oh, hey, can you go check on Danny Tanner?" Like people always kind of look at you like you're crazy.
I want to think that Danny Tanner is from like an old movie, like
It's
80s or.
from Full House.
Oh, from Full House. That's what it is. Okay.
Yeah.
I knew it was from something
I'm
from
really
my
unsure,
past.
like, yeah, I'm unsure why they named it that,
That's funny.
but it's funny either way.
We'll have to, maybe I could tweet him and see what his reaction is, what his spark something. I wonder, like, too, that's actually, I think I'm going to do that. I think I'm going to work because I'm launching my blog again and I want to have like interesting little sub stories. And I think people naming their pits would be kind of cool because it'd be funny to hear what people have called their pits because you guys have
Oh yeah.
awesome names. That's
Yeah, I'm
cool.
sure that everyone all over has crazy names for their pits.
Have you, so do you get involved with the sausage making too? Is that something that you?
Yeah, so when I work on like we alternate on Mondays, me and him, sometimes we switch, sometimes we work together. But Mondays is when we try to do all the sausage for the week, since we're not open, so it's just a prep day. But typically I'll just grind it all up and season it. And then he recently has been trying to help me and teach me how to do it by myself, like to stuff it. So maybe a week or 2 weeks ago, I actually stuffed it and did all that, twisted it and all that by
Nice. That's
myself.
great knowledge to have.
Yeah, it is. He's a lot faster at it than I am. But it's really cool getting to learn how to do that.
So for people that don't know, what do you guys offer? Like what, so if someone's coming in, what meats do you guys offer and then kind of what side? So that way it's people
Yeah,
are familiar enough to
so
know.
the meats that we have all the time are we have sausage, hot links, turkey, ribs, brisket, and then the sides that we've got potato salad, coleslaw, we've got beans, and then every day of the week except for Tuesday, we'll do a special. So Wednesdays, we have the burning boudin. Thursdays, we do a special sausage. And Fridays we've been doing the pork belly burn-ins, and then
Which look good.
Saturday, yeah, that's probably one of my favorites right now are those burn-ins, especially he started making the gastrique for the sauce, and it's crazy how good they are.
Ridiculous.
Actually, I used some of the gastrique today on some ribs that I cooked at
Oh,
home,
is that
and it
the,
was
yeah, I
really
saw that
good.
post. That looked great.
And then Saturdays is kind of just whatever we talk about and feel like doing. We kind of just rotate what specials we run on Saturday.
And what time, like, what time should people come? Like, are the weekends still pretty busy, or is it pretty, like, can you, what do you?
Yeah, every day we open at 11 now, so we're open 11 to 5 or if you sell out, and 11 to sometimes 3 is usually a line out the door. As long as you get there, maybe a little bit before we open, you'll be fine. And we move through the lines pretty quick too.
That's what
So,
I've heard. If so, if you get there, say, what if you got there at noon? Would it be like a half hour, 40 minute wait at the most, or
at the
less?
most, yeah, I'd say probably less than that. It just depends. But I'd say at least 30 minutes, but usually not even that long.
And what are people looking at from Dallas? How long would it take them to get there?
From Dallas, it's maybe about an hour and a half, hour
Okay.
45 minute drive, depending on traffic. It's really not a
That's
bad
not bad
drive.
at all. No,
No, and it's a straight shot. Like you just hop on 20 and just drive straight.
that's
Like
cool. That.
it's a really easy drive.
What about how long? If you were going to Austin from there, how long would it take you?
I think Austin's like 5 or 6 hours from here.
Okay.
Like it's pretty brutal driving there. I'm hoping to go soon. I'm gonna try and take a Saturday off and go up there for Saturday and Sunday to eat some spots
Like
that I've
snows
been
or.
wanting to get to. Yeah. So I want to go to Snows for sure. Evan and Leroy.
Oh, yeah.
I really want to go to the Switch and try some of their food. I really want to check out their menu.
Yeah, it looks incredible. Looks really
Yeah.
interesting and
And
unique and yeah, with like a Cajun
yeah.
flair. Yeah, it looks awesome.
Yeah. So and yeah, I just want to go and try and hit a couple other spots if I can stomach the food.
I mean, eating all that food, you mean?
Yeah. In a 2 day trip, just trying to squeeze in as much as I can.
So what's a secret? What's something secret or something we don't know about Jordan that you could divulge, or something that, or if people are curious about Jordan, what's it like working with him? You said he's really patient, and so it's so.
It's awesome working with Jordan. He's crazy. I mean, one thing that I guess you could say it's a secret, I guess, but it's not like something that he wouldn't tell people, but we
Yeah.
like to make little songs on GarageBand. So like
That's cool.
he'll just kind of throw together. I mean, it's just like goofy stuff. It's not like we're trying to start a band or something, but we just make goofy songs. Like we have one about a cat that hangs around the neighborhood. And where we just like meow and stuff and scream, I scream at the cat. He's
Seems like you
well
guys are
known
doing
for,
tricks and stuff on each other, or like messing with each other, right? A little
oh
bit.
yeah, the little circle game, this little thing. Yeah. We get each other with that all the time. It's you got to stay on your toes
If you get
around us
somebody,
up
do you get a
there.
chance to like slug them in the arm, or is it just kind of
Nah,
easier?
we don't do that. We just, it's just for fun.
Yeah,
So
okay.
as much as we're doing it, if we were hitting each other, we'd be getting pretty beat up.
And you don't want to put anybody out of business. Like you need all
No,
the help you
yeah.
can get.
Yeah, we have a pretty small crew, so we don't need anyone
With dead
going
arms
down.
or anything like
Yeah,
that.
that's the last thing we need.
Do you think that someday you'd like to open your own restaurant, or is it something that like you even think about, or is that, I know that's like a weird thing to say while you're working somewhere, but is it something, or do you
Yeah.
want to cook for home at home a lot, or cater, or?
I don't know. I mean, it's something obviously you think about, but I'm just like so focused on, working there and building up the business that I don't really have time, you know what I mean? Before I started working there, I was trying to do some catering and stuff and had a hard time. I only, I had a few things here and there. But yeah, right now I'm just focused on working there, it's pretty time consuming and it's a great place to
Oh
be.
yeah,
So
it's
kind of hard to think about leaving somewhere that I love so much.
definitely. How far away do you live from there?
Maybe 10,
Oh,
10 minutes if
that's
that. Yeah,
ideal.
it's just right down the road,
That's awesome.
which is really nice.
And then in September, you go into the Texas Monthly Barbecue Festival again, or?
Yeah, so in September we have a thing in Dallas. I can't remember what it's called, like Edge of Tomorrow or something like that.
Tom Cruise thing?
That is a movie of his, isn't it? I can't remember what it's called. It's some Texas Monthly thing in Dallas
Oh, there's
that
that.
we're a
Okay.
part of.
Okay.
And then the actual Texas Monthly fest, I think, is in November.
Is it? Or.
Like, yeah, I
Oh,
want to say
okay.
it's
It's
like
something
maybe the
for.
first
Okay.
week of
That's what. Okay.
November.
Okay. I think you're right. Okay.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
should know this. I had written down a list of different dates, but I think, yeah, I know there's something for Texas Monthly in September. That's what's in my head, I guess.
Yeah, it's in Dallas. It's a like a big event they have.
Okay.
That I think last year may have been the first year they have like a panel where they have people that come and talk, and
That's cool.
Jordan will be a part of that. And then they have at a separate location where we'll be doing food and all that. So that's
And you
where I'll be
texted
getting
me
everything
some of the
ready. And
ideas, and they sounded incredible, like the really unique
oh yeah,
ideas. Yeah.
I'm super stoked for it. It's gonna be really fun.
That's awesome. Well, I thank you so much for for taking the time to, deal with all my different things that I've had to deal with.
Oh,
So
dude, no,
I've
it's not a problem. I've been looking forward to it. I mean,
so have I.
it's fun just to be able to talk about, you know, I love talking about barbecue and the little
Yeah.
bit of the story that I have so far. It's been really fun just, you know, and I've been looking forward to talking to you. I love listening to
Thank
your,
you.
I listen to the podcast version at work.
Oh,
So
nice. Oh, thank you. I'm glad some
yeah.
people are.
Yeah, no, it's great.
That,
And yeah, I've just been really looking forward to talking.
well, I like this too because for you, you're at kind of the beginning of your journey. So I think it'll be neat to have this kind of encapsulated so that way 5 years from now you can look back to it, but also we you and I can reconnect online in a year from now or 2 years and kind of like watch your progress because that'll be cool
Yeah.
for people to have.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and I post literally everything that I do all the time, like on Instagram
Yeah, I love your stuff,
and
and
all that.
I'll be putting links
Thank
to all
you.
that too because and
Cool.
I'll so that way people yeah can follow your work and it's yeah it's today yeah. So how do those ribs turn out?
Oh, they were phenomenal.
Ah,
They
damn it!
were probably,
Ah,
as
damn
far as the ribs I've cooked at home, have been my favorite I've done so far, because like I'm constantly tweaking the things that I'm doing, just because the way I cook at home is a lot different than the way we cook at work. So I've been trying really hard to dial in on how I cook things here, and I was really happy with how they turned out, because, like I said, it's way different than how I cook at
Oh,
work.
for sure, I'd
Everything
imagine.
about, yeah,
Are you cooking?
everything
What are
about
you
the way
cooking?
I
You're cook.
cook.
Were you cooking on a Traeger? Is that what? Or
No, I cook every now and then. I'll use a Traeger if I'm at work,
okay.
just so I don't have to mess with it, like while I'm trying to cook our other food. But at home, I've got like four pits at home.
Oh.
And I have another one that I just got, my dad just built me, that's in the Dallas area right now. But so I just cooked on, it's a little, I think it's an Oklahoma Joe. My father-in-law found it on sale, and it's like one of those upright cabinet
Oh,
ones.
cool. Okay. Yeah.
And it actually works really, really well. I found that cooking ribs on like upright pits, just for me personally, seem to come out a lot better. So I like cooking on that.
That's cool. And it's like it's cool to cook on different types of pits. Like you said, it's going to give you a lot of knowledge for that.
Yeah, it's really cool. Like there's still some more pits I want to cook on. Like I'd love to play with a Moberg.
Yeah, those look just ridiculous.
Yeah, I really want to cook on one of Arnis's pits someday. That'd be really cool,
Yeah,
the
he's.
reverse flow kind of thing. So I want to learn how to use everything, just so, you know, sometimes if you go to an event, your smoker messes up, you don't have a smoker, you need to use someone else's. It's, you know, it's really good to have the knowledge of how to use different
Yeah,
stuff
and if you
so
have to
that
fill
there
in
is no
for somebody, yeah.
question. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, some people, if they only know how to use one type of pit, you go to an environment, you're kind of screwed.
They're
So
completely screwed. Yeah, definitely.
It's nice to have that knowledge.
Awesome. Well, that's cool. Well, thank you so much. I really, really appreciate it. And
Yeah.
I'll be editing. This might come out on the podcast first, prior to the, and then like a week later on the YouTube channel. But I'll get it over to you.
Yeah.
But thank you so much, and enjoy your day off tomorrow. Right? You have a day off tomorrow?
No, actually, we are expanding the dining room, so I
Oh.
will be at work tomorrow prepping for Tuesday and moving stuff around. We're going to go get some chairs and
Okay.
tables.
Well,
So it'll
cool.
be a pretty busy day tomorrow.
Okay. Well, enjoy your good luck. Enjoy your day
I
on
will.
tomorrow.
Thank you. You,
And
yeah.
excellent. And say hi to Jordan and
I
I'll talk to
will.
you. Yeah, I'll text you in a couple of days.
Yeah, stay in touch for
For sure.
sure.
Well, sure. And I can't wait to come out and visit you guys and work with you guys. And just it's nice. I'm glad I got a chance to meet you and not just be texting you. So that's great.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I look forward to it.
Awesome. Take care. Have a good rest of your
Yeah.
evening. Awesome.
You too.
Thanks.
Thanks,
Thanks so much,
Evan.
Brian.
Huh? Yeah.